Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Srimad Bhagavatam, 6th Canto, Chapter 9, Text 13, rather, Chapter 13, Texts 8 and 9.
Brahmaha pitraha go no, matraha charjo adamam, swata pulkashako vabhi. Shudhiram Yasakirtanat Tam Ashwamedhena Mahamakina Shradhandito Asmabhir Anushtitena Atvapi Sabrahma Characharam Tvam Nalipyase Kim Kalanigrahena Tamashwamedhena Mahamakena Shadhanditos Mavir Anushtitena Advati Sabrahma Characharam Tvam Nalipya Sekim Kalanigrahena Tamashwamedhena Mahamakena Shradhandito Smabhir Anushtitena Padvati Sabrahma Characharam Tvam Nalipya Sekim Kalanigrahena. Mashwamedhena Mahamakena Shradhandito Smabhir Anushtitena Padvati Sabrahma Characharam Tvam Nalipya Sekim Kalanigrahena Mahamakena Pandito Smabhir Anushtitena Padvati Tamashwamedhena Mahamakena Shadhandito Smabhir Anushtitena Padvati Sabrahma Characharam Tvam Nalipya Sekim Kalanigrahena.
Ladies,
Tamashwamedhena Mahamakena Shradhandito Smabhir Anushtitena Advapi Sabrahma Characharam Tvam Nalipya Sekim Kalanigrahena. Brahmaha Brahmaha.
A person who has killed a Brahmin.
Pitraha.
A person who has killed his father.
Gokta.
A person who has killed a cow.
Madrah, a person who has killed his mother. Acharjah, a person who has killed his spiritual master. Agkavan, such a sinful person. Sharadah, a dog eater. Pulaskah, Pulkasakah, a chandala, one who is less than a shudra. Ma, or api, even. Shudhyeran, may be purified. Yasya, apum, Lord Narayana. Kirtanat, from chanting the holy name. Tam, him, ashramedhena, by the ashramedha sacrifice. Mahamakena, the topmost of all sacrifices. Shraddha Panditaha, endowed with faith. Asmabhi, by us. Anusthitena, conducted or managed. Akva, killing. Api, even. Sabrahma, chara acharam, all the living entities, including the Brahmanas. Tvam, you. Na, not. Lipyase, are contaminated. Kim, what then? Kala nigrahena, by killing one disturbing demon. One who has killed a Brahmin, one who has killed a cow, or one who has killed his father, mother, or spiritual master, can be immediately freed from all sinful reactions simply by chanting the holy name of Lord Narayana. Other sinful persons, such as dog-eaters and chandalas, who are less than shudras, can also be freed in this way. But you are a devotee, and we shall help you by performing the great horse sacrifice. If you please Lord Narayana in that way, why should you be afraid? You will be freed even if you kill the entire universe, including the Brahmins, not to speak of killing a disturbing demon like Dhritarashtra. It is said in the Brihad Vishnu Puran, Namo hi yavati shakti papa nirhavane hadehe Thavat kartum na shaknoti patakam pataki naraha. Also in the Prema Vivarta by Jagadananda Pandit, it is said, Eka Krishna name papir yata papak shoy bahujan me she papi Korite Nagoy. This means that by once chanting the holy name of the Lord, one can be freed from the reactions of more sins than he can even imagine performing. The holy name is so spiritually potent that simply by chanting the holy name, one can be freed from the reactions to all sinful activities. What then is to be said of those who chant the holy name regularly or worship the deity regularly? For such purified devotees, freedom from sinful reaction is certainly assured. This does not mean, however, that one should intentionally commit sinful acts and think himself free from the reactions because he is chanting the holy name. Such a mentality is a most abominable offense at the lotus feet of the holy name. Namno bala yasvihi papa buddhi.
The Lord's holy name certainly has the potency to neutralize all sinful activities. But if one repeatedly and intentionally commits sins while chanting the holy name, he is most condemned. These verses name the performers of various sinful deeds. In the Manu Samhita, the following names are given: a son begotten by a Brahmin and born from the womb of a Shudra mother is called a Panashava or Nishada, a hunter accustomed to stealing. A son begotten by a Nishada in the womb of a Shudra woman is called a Pukkasha. A child begotten by a Kshatriya in the womb of the daughter of a Shudra is called an Ugra. A child begotten by a Shudra in the womb of the daughter of a Kshatriya is called a Kshatriya. A child begotten by a Kshatriya in the womb of a lower class woman is called a Shada, or dog eater. All such offspring are considered extremely sinful, but the holy name of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is so strong that all of them can be purified simply by chanting the Hare Krishna mantra. The Hare Krishna movement offers everyone a chance to be purified, regardless of birth or family. As confirmed in Srimad Bhagavatam, Kiratamunanka Padinda Pulkasha Abhira Shumha Yavanat Kashadaya Nye Nye Chapata Yadakashraya Shraya Shudhanti Tasmai Prabhu Vishnave Namaha. Kiratas, Huns, Andras, Palindas, Pulkashas, Abhiras, Shumbhas, Yavanas, members of the Kasa races, and even others addicted to sinful acts can be purified by taking shelter of devotees of the Lord, for he is the supreme power. I beg to offer my respectful obeisances unto him. Even such sinful persons can certainly all be purified if they chant the holy name of the Lord under the direction of a pure devotee. Herein the sages encourage King Indra to kill Dhritarashtra, even at the risk of Brahmahatya, the killing of a Brahmin, and they guarantee to release him from sinful reactions by performing an Ashwamedha Yajna. Such purposefully devised atonement, however, cannot relieve the performer of sinful acts. This will be seen from the following verse. Om Akhyanati Mirantasya Yalantana Shalakaya Chakshur Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Vistam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Shayam Rupa Kada Mayam Tadhati Shapadantikam Mandeham Shri Guru Shri Jata Padakamalam Sri Guru Vaishnavamascha, Sri Rupam Sahajatam, Sahagana Raghunatham Vitam Stam Sajivam, Sadvaitam Savadhutam, Pradijana Sahitam, Prashna Chaitanya Devam, Sri Radha Krishna Padam, Sahagana Dalita, Sri Vishakam Vitamascha, He Krishna Karuna Sandho Dina Bandho Jagatvate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostate Tapta Kamsana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari
Rishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priyam Vansha Kodhubhyascha Kripasindho Vyayevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasani Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Brahma Pitraha Dovno Matraha Charja Hadaman Svatapu Kasekho Vapi Shudheran Yastakirtana Tamasvamepena Mahamakena Shudhandito Sma Hiranushdikena Hatvapi Sam Brahma Charachara Characharam Tvam Nlipyase Kim Kalu Nikrahina. This is the power of the holy name of the Lord. It can erase the results of more sinful reactions or the reactions of more sins than one is able to commit. Brahmaha, Pitraha, Matraha, Acharjaha, to kill one's, to kill a brahmin, to kill one's mother or father, to kill a cow or one's spiritual master. Even the reactions for such severe sinful activities can be removed by the chanting of the holy name of the Lord. One should not think that such statements are exaggerations. That's another offense at the lotus feet of the holy name. Brahma Matraha Pitraha Hacharya Brahma Svada Pukashiko Vati Shunjira So the demigods told Lord Indra, or the, yes, sages, demigods, now don't worry, you can kill this demon, and there'll be no sinful reaction, because even though it's a sinful activity, you can do it, and we'll do this yajna, and you'll get freed from the reactions. So Srila Prabhupada points out that this kind of calculating is an offense of the holy name. Namna Duradyasvahi Patputi. It means one wants to use the holy name for one's own purposes. I want to do something sinful. And I have a very good religious process. I can do anything sinful I want. And then I can chant the holy name of the Lord, and the sins will all be banished. And then again I can perform more sinful activities, and again get free. This is, Prabhupada says, an abominable mentality. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu prays to be the servant of the Lord. Mama Janmani Janmani Shuddhi Bhagatan Bhaktir. Avaitiki Jvani. Chanting Hare Krishna means, O Krishna, O energy of Krishna, please engage me in your service. But here, O Krishna, you please be my tool. To use Krishna for satisfying our senses or for our own purposes. That's the idea here. I want to perform something sinful, and you please appear in the form of your holy name and counteract the results of my activities.
So, Prabhupada, this thing is really important today.
Prabhupada points out that this is a super sinful mentality. The holy name is not our servant, and particularly not our servant for justifying sinful activities. No one should think, well, anyway, I'm a devotee, so Krishna will understand, or Krishna will take up the slack. No. That's not to be done. Namo Balanyasi Papabhuti. Okay, I don't have more to say. Any questions? Intentional means you want to do it. Hold on a second, the microphone is about to reach you.
It seems to be some sort of
but it has to reach you more.
Well, what's the difference? I mean, every sinner wants to do it. Anyone who's seen before sinning, they want to do it. So
anyone who's seen
sins.
Who sins
wants to do it.
No, Balad even the Yojita. Arjuna asked, by what is one compelled to perform sinful activities as if by force? That means, what is that? Anichchan apivarshne, anichchan. He doesn't, even if you don't want to do it, sometimes you get implicated in some sinful activity, you get pulled in, even not wanting to. But here, it's quite deliberate. That sometimes accidentally one gets involved in some sinful reaction by force of circumstance, by some, you know, somebody pulls him in and he gets stuck. Just like in, suppose some men are bank robbers or something and they pull you in, get in the car, and then you find out that you're driving the getaway car for a bank robbery. It wasn't your intention, but you got pulled in. But if you're thinking, now, how can I get into this bank robbery? Maybe I could drive the getaway car. Maybe I won't get the full share that the robbers will get, but they'll certainly give me a good share. So then it's intentional. He's thinking, let me do this. And then wipe out the reactions by chanting. Something else?
Could it also be referred to a person that, I mean, also you mentioned a devotee and its application for a devotee. And could it also refer to a person that actually wants to sin and then hears about somehow or other, hears about the potency of the Holy Name?
You have to hold that microphone most unhygienically close.
Could it also be, because it says the most condemned, could that also refer to a person that the actual intention is sinful life, and then they hear about the purificatory power of the Holy Name, and for that reason they begin chanting?
Yes. They know that I'm sinful, I've performed so many sinful activities, so let me be purified by chanting the Holy Name. But if he thinks, I can continue my sinful activities now, it's very good, I can. Before I was performing sinful activities and getting caught in sinful reactions, now I can perform sinful activities and get free from the reactions. That's offensive. And it won't work. It won't work. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he forgave Bhad Chagai Namatani, but he told him, sin no more. Or we discussed the other day, at the time of initiation, one promises the spiritual master, that one will give up sinful activities. The spiritual master is giving the holy name, but not so that you can perform sins and then get free from the reactions. That's not the spiritual master's purpose, to initiate some people into sinful life justified by being a devotee of the Lord. Justified, that's the word, rationalized by being a devotee of the Lord. That's not the spiritual master's purpose. And one should not try to cheat the spiritual master by taking initiation vows with the intention of simply increasing sense gratification. Yes.
Legend of Parpat Prabhupada Rathar from Premi Bhartav, one Ek Krishna Mir Papi Jat Pap Chhara Bahu Jan Vishin Papi Karite Nara. So the question is that if one holy name is enough to describe all sinful reactions, one holy name is the enough to describe all sinful reactions, then why you are chanting 16 rounds every day? What is the purpose?
We're chanting 16 rounds, but we don't chant the holy name even once. It's not that Krishna-nam-nam, and now all your sinful reactions are destroyed. One is meant to chant without offense. That means attentively, and so on. So we're practicing, we're trying to chant the holy name, and also to protect ourselves, that I've chanted the holy name, even suppose now all my sinful reactions are gone, but now what will happen? I'm in the atmosphere of the sinful world, then I start again. So therefore, constant chanting, kirtaniya sadaha, so that we'll not be engaged in sinful activities, we'll stay purified. We'll stay purified. Is that all right?
The one lecture, you were chanting for the purpose of getting Krishna prem. Our purpose is not destroying the sinful reaction. So devotee chanting more and more for getting Krishna prem. So I heard some lectures, but this purpose is only for Krishna prem.
The purpose, give me that again.
Our purpose is not destroying the sinful reaction, but chanting is especially for getting Krishna prem.
Yeah, it's for getting Krishna prem, not just for getting free from sinful reactions. The goal of life is not simply to get free from sinful reactions. That's the beginning. Yesham tvantakatam papam jananam punyakarmanam te tvantam oha nirmukta pajante namrita prata. The purpose of getting freed from sinful reactions is to be able to engage in devotional service. The prema pumartamaha, love of Godhead, is the real purpose. Or the purpose is to be engaged in devotional service. Bhavatat bhaktiravita gitvai, Lord Chaitanya is praying, I just want to be engaged in your service. It's not that I want to be engaged in your service to get something. If I engage in your service, can I get some money? If I engage in your service, can I get some followers? If I engage in your service, will I get a girl? If I engage in your service, will I get a green card? If I engage in your service, will I get this? Will I get that? No? Oh, then, all right, I'm going someplace else. The purpose is not even just to get free from sinful reactions, and especially not to get free from sinful reactions, you know, like so that we can go out and sort of cancel the account and start again. Just like sometimes there's an arrangement, a man who's in debt can file for bankruptcy, and then he is excused from his debts. He has so many debts that he can't pay. So he goes to the court and says to the judge, "Sir, my debts are so extensive that I can't pay these creditors. So I'm praying for the protection of the court under the Bankruptcy Act." And then the court says, "All right, your debt is now wiped out. Whatever you have, you pay your creditors that much. And the rest is excused, because you don't have it, you can't pay it." So sometimes they do that. Or a company does that, and they reorganize so that they can stay in business. So, if one thinks, yes, the company, they get rid of their debts so that they can go on with their business. So if we think that this chanting is very good, I've accumulated so many sinful reactions. Now let me chant Hare Krishna so that I can get freed from my sinful reactions and have a clean slate. And then start again. Because my reactions are so heavy. So let me clean the slate and then I can start again. And if it builds up too high again, I can chant Hare Krishna. Not that. Yes.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Devotees, we practicing devotee may have accumulated sins which he need to get rid of so that he can be in better position to serve Krishna. So in such situation, if devotees asking Krishna to remove that sins, is that
no? To get freed from sins, we want that. But not so that we can start again with more sins. Not so that we can start again with more sins. Real chanting, free from sins means free from sinful desires. The Padma Purana describes there are different stages of sinful life. There's the reactions that you're getting now, then the reactions for what you've done that haven't hit you yet, then the reactions for what you're doing right now, then the reactions for what you're planning to do, because you'll do it and then reactions will come. Or you haven't yet started planning, but the desire is there. Or you don't even have the desire, but it's there deep in the heart. Just like a child doesn't desire to have sex. But that desire is there within the heart from the previous life, and at the suitable age, the desire will come out. So these are different stages of sinful reactions. And one who engages properly in devotional service can be freed from all these. Yes. But not for the purpose of resuming sinful life. Something else? Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Maharaj, you told one can compare it to the simple reaction of killing a spiritual master by chanting the holy name of the Lord. My question is that, how is it possible to counteract the sinful reaction of killing a spiritual master?
Tell me again.
Hey Krishna. You said, Maharaj, one can counteract the sinful reaction of
killing a spiritual master. So are you planning to do that?
Is that how is it possible to counteract the sinful reaction of killing a spiritual master?
My question is, why do you want to know? It's possible because Krishna is all-powerful. Nam nam bahudha, nam nam kori bahudha, Nijasarva Shakti. All the Lord's potencies are there in the holy name of the Lord. So the Lord can nullify everything, just like the king. Doesn't matter what you did, the king can say, alright, now you're excused. There's nothing so big that the king can't excuse you. So Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He can free one from all sinful reactions. Aham tvam sarva papebhyo mokshishyami nashishyami. What is the difficulty? Something else? Yes. Oh, okay.
Maharaj, committing sinful activities on the strength of holy name.
No, see, your chin doesn't speak.
Sir. Committing sinful activities on the strength of the holy name and is a greater offense, is a greater sin. So, can that be atoned? Because if not, then how did Indra...
You can atone by chanting the holy name of the Lord sincerely. But as far as Indra, that will be described that he had to suffer sinful reactions, and after suffering sufficiently, then. Yes, there were questions on this side. Yes. Is it switched off?
Hey Krishna, we are devotees. And it is true that holy name is very kind, and it may forgive us for our sinful reactions. But then, the guilt of killing a brahmana or cow or father, mother or spiritual master, it may haunt us throughout our life, and we may not be able to concentrate on chanting Hare Krishna mantra. So, what is the use of living?
If one sincerely regrets his sinful activities, then he can chant the holy name. But if he's thinking how to go on with it, then he won't be able to chant sincerely. Because he's thinking how to chant and, you know, how to stand on two boats. Have one foot in one boat, one foot in another boat. That doesn't work. So if he's thinking how to chant the holy name and go on with his sinful life, he won't be able to do that. But if he's, even if he's committed the most sinful activities, even if one has committed the most abominable activities, if he sticks to the path of devotional service, he's considered a sadhu.
Maharaj, one more question, if you permit me. Instead of performing Ashwamedha sacrifice, if a person who has committed such sin, if he worships Tulsi Maharani and circumambulate Tulsi Maharani, will that sinful reaction manifest or not?
Yeah, but the demigod, the prescription here was for Ashwamedha. Why they didn't take something easier, I don't know. But it was the age for these things. Ashwamedha. Anything else? Yes.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Maharaj, sometimes during the ashram or after spending after spending several years as a devotee, trying to live at the level of a life of a devotee and spending a lot of years in ashram, so then sometimes we learn to live in a way where we don't commit serious gross sense gratification, sinful acts, and nor do we commit that gross level Vaishnava Pratha like that. But still we are not very serious about chanting with feeling and not actually taking shelter of the holy name by the way of serious chanting. A zone of complacency we enter where we can...
What?
A zone of complacency we enter while living in ashram for many years. We learn a way of living life where we can live also, but still not chant seriously.
You're speaking too fast, I can't follow.
Maharaj, while living in the ashram.
I got that.
So, we learn a way of life where we don't commit any serious offenses or gross sinful acts.
Yeah.
But still, we don't chant seriously also. We just chant as a matter of routine.
And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is also regretting the Dhruvamidushmi Haji.
How to come out of this zone of complacency?
By the association of serious devotees. Behind you.
Hare Krishna. Maharaj, question that despite many years of so-called sadhana, whatever we are trying to do, the devotional service, still the sinful desires still keep coming and going. So, what could be the reason?
Because we have this body. So the body is inclined, practically speaking, by its nature to, or the inclination is there towards sinful activities. What is that? Madhya Seva, that verse is there. In Manu Samhita said that everyone is inclined to these four things, intoxicants, gambling, meat eating, illicit sex, because of having this body. Therefore, Krishna consciousness means to control the senses, control the mind, by engagement in devotional service, so that we come under the direction of Bhagavati, or the spiritual energy of the Lord. Does that answer your question? Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Hare Krishna.
Yes, Hare Krishna.
Maharaj, you told that devotee asked the question about Tulsi Maharani Satsambhariti. So, regarding the Ashwamedha Yajna, you mentioned that it was at that time prescribed for the demigods. So, was this Tulsi Maharani Pradakshina was not applicable at that time? Something is...
Everything, but they gave this prescription. I don't know why they prescribed that, but that's what they prescribed.
Hare Krishna Maharaj. Hare Krishna Maharaj. Maharaj, many transcendentalists, their major focus or aim is to get moksha, liberation. But why Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Janmani Janmani? I want to take.
Because he's not like most transcendentalists. He's better than most transcendentalists. Or even the devotee, he's taking the role of the devotee. The devotee is better than most transcendentalists. Yatatana pisitanam kashchanam mamveti tatvata. He's better than most transcendentalists, because most transcendentalists, that's what it is, they want moksha, that's all. But the devotee, what's the use of moksha? What will I do once I'm liberated? So the devotee understands that after liberation comes devotional service. Therefore he's called Sudrula Bhagavan.
Maharaj, one more thing. In Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna, he focuses liberation, but he haven't told about anything, disclosed about Krishna prema. So why it's like this in Bhagavad Gita?
Because, no, what is that? Bhajatam Priti Purvakam. He's told with love. Patram pushpam palam toyam yome bhaktya prayashtit. Bhaktya priti pur. It's there.
Thank you, Maharaj.
Hare Krishna. Maharaj, generally heard that ki naam sankirtan, book distribution and management. These three are the category of sankirtan. Like book distribution, temple management, and Naam Sankirtan. Generally, we told this is all Naam Sankirtan, because we are serving the music. But this all equally, specifically, Naam Sankirtan is the top most, it is first priority.
Because generally when you arrive at the club, our people, authority told you these three things are equal. Book distributor also Naam Sankirtan, management also Naam Sankirtan, and Kirtan also Naam Sankirtan, Hari Naam Sankirtan. So, look, sometimes I don't understand. How can I understand this?
You know, technically these things are all Sankirtan. Management, washing the floor, but still Sankirtan is distinguished as being Sankirtan. That everyone is engaged in the Sankirtan movement, that's very good. So on one point, from one point of view, it's all Sankirtan. If one is fully engaged in devotional service, then everything good. Still, directly chanting the holy name of the Lord or directly distributing the message of Krishna is particularly beneficial. Is that okay? Yes.
Hare Krishna Maharaj. Maharaj, my question is that why Vritrasura is why Vritrasura is getting the sins of killing a Brahmana, but in Bhagavad Gita we see that Arjuna is also acting on order of Lord Krishna, and if Arjuna in Bhagavad Gita, he also gets Brahmana and he is not getting any sin. And the same way Indra is also following the orders of Yes. So here Indra is also following the orders of Lord Krishna. So how is getting the sins?
How what?
How he is getting the sinful reaction of killing a Brahmana?
Who?
Indra.
Because he's not engaged on the same platform of direct devotional service as Arjuna. Krishna didn't tell him, my dear Arjuna, when you're Indra, go kill Vritrasura. But he... Yes.
Thank you.
Okay, shall we stop here? Thank you all very much. Hare Krishna.